What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with Joshua Reed from Red Pills TV, and boy, do we have a good special for you today. So we're going to be talking about everything with Bibi Netanyahu. So I've been talking to Josh, texting with Josh, and I think there's something there. You know, you put it together with Tucker Carlson's documentary that had come out on his network, the corruption behind Bibi Netanyahu. You put that together with the crazy AI videos, proof of life videos that are coming out, everything that's coming to the surface right now. I believe it's just a hunch. I got a sneaky suspicion, folks. I think this guy could be dead or arrested, or at least in a coma or very sick. Josh, thank you so much for joining me.
Nino, appreciate it, brother. Something odd is going on with Bibi Netanyahu. Not only that, there's something odd going on with the whole situation that's going on in the Middle East right now.
All right. Before we get into that, folks, let me just jump on this and we knock this out. Red light, folks. Hey, everyone. It's your guy, David Nino Rodriguez here. You've heard the talk about med beds, those next level healing machines that repair your cells, kill inflammation, and reverse damage with red light and PEMF. Well, the full MedBed hack is here right now. The red light therapy panels plus the red light PEMF BioForge mat from myredlight.com. The link is down below. These panels flood you with 9 of the most powerful and proven and highest powered red, near infrared wavelengths, while the PEMF BioForge mat delivers 8 powerful coils and 4 targeted wavelengths of red and near infrared light, plus a built-in 9-hour timer just in case you go to sleep. Together, they supercharge your mitochondria, melt inflammation, clear zombie cells, boost collagen, skyrocket energy, erase brain fog, improve sleep, speed recovery, and literally help your body heal from the inside out, exactly like the med beds everyone's waiting for. I do this full combo almost every day, and I feel 10 years younger. I would say 15 years younger. Stronger, sharper, pain-free. If you're done waiting for tomorrow's tech, grab the complete med bed hack today. Go to the link below, myredlight.com right now, Nino25 for 25% off on a single item, and Nino30 for 30% off a bundled item. So, all right, Josh, let's get into this, man. I've been wanting to talk to you about this stuff for a while. We've been going back and forth with texts, and I don't think you really – okay, give me some credit here. You didn't really think BB could be dead, right? I was like, Josh?
I don't. I don't. I do. But after I've analyzed this over the last few weeks, because this came about with a 6-finger video of Bibi Netanyahu, then the magical ring, the pocket moving, those are AI modulated videos. So anyway that people want to look at it, there is, I don't know if they're full AI, because what you see is artifacts that determine the AI authenticity. And so something's going on. Now, you sent me Thomas Paine's post that Bibi's jet has been parked in Europe for the last 6 weeks, and nobody's seen or heard from him outside of that.
Well, here's my just so you know, I just feel like, why do you need proof of life videos? Just be alive. Just go places. Breathe air.
This is where it gets interesting.
Proof of life videos are weird, but go ahead.
This is where it gets really, really interesting. Are you paying attention to the influence operations that are supposedly being exposed and that are occurring on X?
Yes, a little bit. You're probably paying a lot of attention, a lot more to that, but go ahead, a little bit.
So, for instance, recently, Alexis Wilkins, this is FBI Director Kash Patel's girlfriend, just released.
Oh, yeah. The country singer, right?
Yeah. She's like, oh, my God, there's this influence operation.
I know what you're talking about. And Candace called her out on that, right?
Correct. So here's the problem. I went and took her data. I went and took the information that she brought out there. And I said, I validated. There's actually an influence operation. And what she got was a sub-amplification level. But that amplification level actually goes up much further. And it goes higher and higher. And it's actually not, it's actually the counter narrative that is producing the narrative. So when she's coming out and saying it's the Flynn network and all this stuff, that's nonsense. That whole sub-amplification
level. I can't believe Cash is like, I don't know if he's signing off on this, but this makes Cash Patel look really bad that his girlfriend's doing this.
Well, I agree. Unless this is somehow by design and plan. And what I mean by that is the whole Bibby videos, the idea that you have to have proof of life in the first place. What I think is going on here is Israel is getting a taste of their own medicine. I think there are influence operations going on right now that are making it appear as if they are ran by the Mossad, but they're not. And they're actually being ran by the good guys, by the white hats. And what it's doing is it's exposing the whole idea and concept of the influence op at those higher echelons. The Mark Levin show, you got, you know, social media, the people with hundreds of thousands and millions of followers, you know, the $7,000 post. I don't think that this is organically the Mossad running these operations. I think it's the white hats. And what it's doing is making it blatantly obvious that it is Israel behind these ops. And
yeah.
So, do you see what I'm saying? And now enter in Joe Kent. Now enter in Tucker Carlson, because I've said from the get-go, Tucker Carlson is working for Donald Trump. And people are like, oh my God, no, Donald Trump said he hates him. I said, no. How does Donald Trump put in? Donald Trump can't come out there and say, hey, look, you know, Israel's was our greatest ally, but they've been defying me at every level in the Iran war. And they try to control us and manipulate us. They use blackmail and coerce. He can't come out and say this. So how do you do that? You have to expose that through proxy. And exposing that through proxy, you need certain people to help you do that. It's the same way that they exposed the Epstein network. Remember, Trump was like, oh, let's just forget about that. Epstein's a nothing burger. Oh, throw that to the side. Oh, let's stop talking about this. But he signed the bill. He signed the bill after the people stood up, rose up, discussed it, and Congress was forced to do almost an unanimous bill to support it, and Donald Trump signed it. Now, why does that make sense? Because if Tucker, let's say Tucker and Candace and some of these other influencers are actually working for Trump to expose this narrative, then how would they do that? At one side, you have them coming out there and saying, hey, Israel is influencing our politicians. They're going in there and they're coercing Lindsey Graham and you know, they're using Mark Levin's show as propaganda piece to influence President Trump. And President Trump then shows that, oh, I'm a big fan of Mark Levin and all this. And so that begins to add up in people's minds. And then you have Tucker getting squashed and Candace getting squashed. But what does that do? That draws people into their messaging and their story to look into what they're trying to say. In other words, it goes back to the Epstein idea. In 2019, if Epstein was actually prosecuted, it wouldn't have mattered. Nobody knew who the heck Epstein was. It was not a household name. Well, after 2025, because of what happened, because of the PSYOP that was played on people, everybody knows who Jeffrey Epstein is. Well, guess what? The same thing is happening right now with Israel. It is being exposed that Israel is influencing politicians all the way up to the White House, that they got agents inside of our government, inside of our intelligence agency, inside of our military.
So here's what I agree with you 100%, Josh, on all of what you just said. And I think this Tucker Carlson, Alex Gibney on the Gibney, yeah. So what he exposed was basically what they're saying is Benjamin Netanyahu has been funding Hamas to the tune of around $30 to $35 million a month. So orchestrating the forever wars, the terrorism, the Middle East wars. And then what they're saying is basically that he wanted these wars so he couldn't be charged with war crimes, right? So they can't go after a wartime president, correct? So this is all coming out right now. And at the same time, this is coming out with Tucker Carlson. This is why I'm saying that I agree with you. The timing of this is so, to me, so precise and perfect. Because why? The timing of the Tucker Carlson and Alex Gibney BB Files, the documentary that's playing on Tucker Carlson's network right now, is the exact timing that these proof of life videos are coming out. So to me, it seems that maybe, BB has been either detained, he's arrested, or he was killed. And now it's a free-for-all to go after Benjamin Netanyahu. Is that the way you see it? And then you see Tucker and Candace on the other side of MAGA. And so people would believe, well, maybe they're against Trump, but they're actually bringing attention to Benjamin Netanyahu.
So Number one is I don't think Bibby is dead. And the reason I say that is I don't think we're that lucky. But I do think that that was an influence op operated by the good guys to one up the Mossad and Israeli intelligence, basically showing them that we control the narrative. So in intelligence communities, when you are running psyops or influence ops, it's all about who controls the narrative. And whatever is happening right now, the good guys just showed up the Mossad and said, we control the narrative, to the point to where you had to put out proof of life videos. But why do they put AI artifacts in there? Maybe they're trolling them, or like, oh, well, you know, we're going to play that game with you. I don't know, but I do know just from what I've uncovered and the research that I've been doing over the last few weeks that this appears to be the good guys that are running this op. I mean, go back to Laura Loomer. Whether people love Laura Loomer or hate Laura Loomer, I can't stand her. But what has she been, you know, Tucker Quatarison, right? She talks about Qatari Tucker. And what did she talk about? How Tucker Carlson has been taking money from Qatar, which is a terrorist organization. She built that up, right? But now what did you get out of the Bibby files? That it was Netanyahu giving $30 million to Qatar to fund Hamas every month.
So I'm going to play just a little bit right here for the audience just to listen to this. I posted this, and this is from this is Netanyahu after saying this must not be leaked, admits he funds Hamas and Qatar. And let me know if you can hear it.
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
So I do have to pause it every now and then for copyright reasons, but look at him. He looks very stressed right here, Josh. You can hear it, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he looks very stressed. He looks very concerned. So they just basically read him his rights right there. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. Benjamin Netanyahu is on trial for corruption.
Nothing concentrates the mind like the prospect of being hanged. With Netanyahu, nothing concentrates his mind more than the sound of the prison gate slammed behind his back.
So you can see just the frustration and the gnashing of teeth, right? The tension with Benjamin Netanyahu. To me, this is very serious, and it would make a lot of sense that he would need wars to distract and get the officials off his ass, right? I mean, this is exactly what the doctor would order right here: a war on Gaza, a war on Iran, just to keep him clean, just to keep them away from him.
So everything that he has done over the last 5 years was so focused on that sound of the gate potentially slammed behind his back.
So there you have it. I look, man, and now this is coming out at the same time the proof of life videos are. I think there's something there, Josh.
There might be, and you know, here's the other part, is that what is being exposed? I mean, the $30 million to Qatar that then funnels into Hamas, right? Did the questionability of October 7th now comes back about? How did October 7th happen? And here's the thing, is there was leaked intelligence a few days ago that showed that Netanyahu knew that October 7th was going to happen. You had President El-Sisi in Egypt actually call Benjamin Netanyahu and gave them intelligence of the October 7th attack prior to it happening, and they still did nothing, and then they had the stand down order. You know, then you start to integrate the Charlie Kirk situation into this.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to start looking at who benefits from these types of things, right? And the reason I bring in Charlie Kirk is because there's a little known fact that happened on September 10th, 2025 that nobody seems to talk about. Did you know that the morning of September 10th, 2025, the day that Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Donald Trump, president of the United States, had Secret Service go to New York City, pull Barron Trump out of NYU, and bring him back with a full security escort to Washington, D.C., to the White House, of which they announced that morning that he would attend online sessions until further notice.
Okay, hold on. You're telling me this was before Charlie Kirk was assassinated?
This is the day of he was assassinated.
Okay.
Yep.
He knew something was going to go down. Something.
He knew something was going to go down. And it appears that he knew somewhat of who the target was. So they probably didn't give him a name, but you know what this tells me? Is it tells me that potentially somebody is playing, coercion and force ops. Someone is saying, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to do A, B, and C. And so they threatened, obviously, Barron, and so they went after Charlie. Now, yeah, I know, but who would have done that? Now, I think that if you go back to Butler, by the way, I think Butler was Ukraine.
Okay.
I absolutely think Butler was Ukraine, but there's Israeli proxies that operate directly through Ukraine. I mean,
this is Ukraine? September 10th, 2025.
There it is.
Yeah. Barron Trump not headed back to New York this fall, reports say. Well, we know. Interesting. So he knows targets. He knows that, yeah. So in other words, Barron Trump, I guess he got the intel that something was going to happen. Not for sure it was going to be Charlie Kirk. Let's not say that. But let's say he knew there was danger.
Yep, he knew there was danger. And the question is why? Why would somebody want to take out somebody close to President Trump? Well, that's how you get the President Trump. Mm-hmm. You can't threaten him with his own life because that martyrs him and creates this embodies the movement for centuries to come. It embodies MAGA for centuries to come. But if you start threatening his kids or his ex-wife, I mean, Ivana Trump died from falling down the stairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we really believe that, or was she throwing down the stairs as a threat to President Trump? And so you have to ask yourself is, you know, if President Trump is under duress, and I think that in some context he might be, but I also think that he has the back plan that is operating that is exposing all of this. It makes sense that why he would have to expose it through proxy. He'd have to use people like Joe Kent and General Flynn and Tucker Carlson or Candace Owens, which, by the way, they all trace back to the Reawaken America tour. Did you know that?
Yeah. And look at this. Netanyahu gifted Trump a golden pager, Josh, during their mm-hmm. meeting in Washington. Now, what does the pager do? It blows up in your pants.
That's right.
Takes you out. Why would he give this to Trump? It's like a backhanded smack in the face saying, hey, we got you. That's how I look at this. If one of my friends was shot with, let's just say I know someone was killed with a certain gun. Maybe I didn't agree with the operation or whatever. And then they give that to me as a golden trophy. I would take that as a threat. I would say, okay, now my life is definitely in jeopardy. Right, Josh? I mean, that's a symbolic gesture of we got you by the nuts.
But so there's also something else going on here. And I do believe that we are in the context of save Israel for last. So number one, Israel cannot last in a war in the Middle East. So right now, if the United States says, hey, we're done and they pulled out, Israel would be decimated within a matter of a few days. Actually, so Israel, the Israel chief of general staff, Zamir, had warned that the IDF is on the brink of collapse. They don't have retention rates. They don't have people coming in. And this war has taxed them to the point where they're on the verge of collapse. They said they basically have 1 or 2 weeks left. Opposition leaders in the Knesset are coming in and saying that this is BS. There's no strategy whatsoever to this war. and that something needs to happen very, very fast. And then you get the rumors of Netanyahu's death. And I think what's going on right here is that, and this is a bold statement. We know that Trump is negotiating with the civilian component of the Iranian government through a proxy, which is the Army General Staff in Pakistan. But you notice that Prime Minister of Pakistan, Sharif, came out and he said that we are negotiating the intermediary right now between the United States and Iran. He didn't say Israel, didn't even add Israel in there. In other words, Israel is being pushed out of all talks and negotiations. What has Israel done over the last week and a half every time Donald Trump says, don't take it, don't target infrastructure, don't target energy?
They do it. They do it.
They do it. They defy Donald Trump. This is something that Donald Trump cannot move forward with and say, oh, Israel's our greatest ally.
So is this how Trump is exposing Israel?
There it is. This is how Trump's exposing Israel. But also, I think, is that there was deals made with the civilian government of Iran to eliminate the mullahs, which had UK and in Israeli ties, the IRGC, which was infiltrated massively with Israel. And I think that there is an operation underway to establish the civilian government back in power in Iran, but also limit or highly degrade Israel's power base in the Middle East. And this is being done right now by this war. And what's happening? Iran. So give people some reality checks of Iran. Donald Trump went in there with certain objectives. Those objectives have been met. That's why they're seeking to end this war. In the context of developing a nuclear weapon, long-range ballistic missiles, that's all done. It's just not going to happen for Iran anytime soon. But if Iran wanted to, Iran could last 5 to 10 years in this war with the United States and with Israel. Iran is not defeated. They haven't lost this war, but Iran is coming out and saying, we're done. We're good. We want an end to this war. But Israel keeps on being the progressor and defying Donald Trump on the peace negotiation.
Because Bibi Netanyahu needs it.
Well, so yeah.
But this was initially just to be, let me know if you agree with me on this. This was to be just a neutering operation to take away the nuclear capabilities. That's all we were concerned about, because we knew the globalists were going to use this card, the Iran card, at some point anyway. So what we did was take out their nuclear capabilities so that we don't have a scorched earth nuclear holocaust country on our hands, right?
So a few different things. There's reasons why the U.S. military and Trump went in. Controlling Iran and the Straits of Hormuz is key and critical to limiting and sustaining China. And that's through the development of artificial superintelligence and actually controlling the energy flow. That's the main reason we control the Panama Canal and we went into Venezuela. So that was the main objectives. And then obviously eliminating the nuclear capacity and the long-range ballistic missiles. Now, interesting enough is that Iran has been hitting Dimona. This is the nuclear facilities in Israel where we believe that Israel actually holds their Samson option, where they hold their warheads. From what I've heard, and this is just rumor mill, is that Iran has knocked out Israel's ability to launch nuclear weapons. Which is huge.
Very huge.
Very huge. Now,
and that works to our benefit as well.
That's right. But that's why you saw a ballistic missile said to come from Iran heading towards Turkey, towards a NATO base that houses 50 U.S. warheads. That wasn't Iran. That's why you had two ballistic missiles that were launched towards Diego Garcia that never met, because they were intercepted by the United States of America, that Israel came out and said was launched from Iran. The NATO came out and said, we don't believe Israel that this was launched from Iran. And the United States had no comment on where it was launched from. In other words, this was Israel. So when we start to look at it, is Israel is in a very precarious situation right now. I believe that they're on the verge of collapse, at least in the power structure and the power base, and that this is going to actually bring that about. This is what we mean by save Israel for last, is we're going to see the end of the Netanyahu regime.
So this is why I believe something has happened to Netanyahu, whether maybe, okay, I can agree that maybe he's not dead. but maybe he's been arrested. Something has happened with this guy. There's something really weird in the air with everything that's culminating right now. Josh, let's go to ninoscorner.tv and talk about how the war ends, what we see coming for the midterms, and the soldiers that are being deployed into Iran and what this is going to bring about. You got it?
Cool, brother.
All right, we'll see you at ninoscorner.tv. Stay with me just one moment, Josh.